one thing we've never done, with good reason, I might add, is the kind of puzzle with, you know, where you take your birthday and you add 10 and you multiply by 2.
Bring in the phone number
and that kind of thing. And then by some miracle, you know, it's your birthday again at the end or something like that. And so I thought I'd get
those emailed to me a lot.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Me
okay.
too.
Okay.
People always think, because I'm a math professor, right? I'm going to be especially impressed. But, well, actually, here, let me give you a really great one.
Do I need pen and paper?
Well, not for the next, for the first one.
Okay.
Okay, so take your birth year.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to say it.
Right.
And then add 10.
Uh-huh.
Okay, got it?
Right.
Now subtract 10.
Right.
And what do you get?
Well, I've always suspected that's what these problems were, but it's sending you over
curves.
Right.
So let's do another one.
Okay.
So take your the day of the month that you were born on, say, and then—
I'll just do this out loud. 20th.
Okay, and then add 5.
25.
Now multiply by 2.
50.
Subtract 10.
40.
Divide by 2.
20.
Okay, now so why does that work? Well, obviously you added 5, and then you multiplied by 2. So now you have an excess of 10 over twice your answer. You subtract the 10, and you divide by 2, and you're back to the same
thing. What you giveth, you taketh away later.
Right. So really, this is just algebra. And in fact, not only is it just algebra, that's a little unfair, because algebra, this is what algebra really is. This would have worked for any number, any number x, say.
Right.
I could have added 5. I could have multiplied the whole thing by 2, subtracted 10, and then divided the whole quantity by 2, and I would have had my original number x.
Right.
Algebra is exactly the science, really, of manipulating those kinds of expressions.
Going back to my algebra days, you always wanted the equations to be balanced.
Right. Well, in this case, the way it would be balanced is we'd have, you know, some expression which was, you know, 2x plus blah, 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 equals x. And algebra is the set of just some rules for figuring out that they were, in fact, the same. Well, it's a really pretty powerful idea because, you know, we're so used to it and kids have resented taking algebra for, a long time. But as these birthday puzzles show, it can actually be really quite confusing that, you know, that this quantity manipulated in this way always comes out to be this thing. You know, the ones that we get in email are, you know, several more steps.
And I got one that started with my phone number and had my area code.
Right. And lots of that stuff just cancels off and it's all irrelevant in the end. But you can't tell that because in English or in any real language, it's just totally obscured. So algebra, the real power of algebra is that it gives us a well sort of structured way to kind of manipulate these things and work out that they're the same.
Well, I think the reason, I mean, I admit I get really amazed by these little parlor tricks. And I think one of the little caveats there is it's your birthday or your phone number.
Right.
So you're thinking, how can that work with mine?
Right.
But that's just window dressing.
That, in a certain, well, that's the thing. So algebra, it works for any number, right?
Right.
You have this unknown quantity, which, you know, x is the standard one. And we just sort of can manipulate, well, sure, with your birthday or my birthday or any quantity x, and it'll always, these rules will always come and work out a particular way.
So are there versions of this trick that you think are better than others?
Well, not that trick, but I do have one. Yes, I did bring one that I thought was quite nice.
Okay.
So if we look at the website, and I would recommend this to everyone, a very nice one is www.flashpsychic.com.
Okay, hang on. Let me get my laptop.
That's www.flashpsychic.com. And probably many people have already seen this because it's circulated the internet several times over.
So now I am at the website.
And click on any one of those. They're all work the same way.
I'm going to go to one that's the Flash Mind Reader. Now it's loaded, and what I see, well, I'll just read the text here. There are numbers from 0 to 99, and beside each number is a symbol, a smiley face, or
some of them are vaguely astrological.
That yin-yang, there's a cross, there's, all sorts of... Anyway, choose any two-digit number, add together both digits. Okay, so I'm going to do this out loud. I'm going to take 85.
Okay, 85.
And then add together both digits, that makes 13. Then subtract the total, 13 from your original number, so 13 from 85 is 72. When you have the final number, look it up on the chart and find the relevant symbol. So I go to 72, and there's this sort of M. It looks like a cursive capital M.
Oh, it's the symbol for, I think it's a symbol for Mercury.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
So there's the symbol for Mercury. Concentrate on the symbol. When you have it clearly in your mind, click on the crystal ball, which is also on this screen here, and it will show you the symbol you were thinking of.
Concentrate. It doesn't work unless you concentrate.
I'm concentrating. I'm looking at the symbol of Mercury, and now I click. And as you can hear, it came up, and it's the symbol of Mercury.
Okay, so now I'm not going to explain this week how it works, but I'm going to give you a couple of other little puzzles that are kind of along the same way.
Okay.
Okay, so pick any number you like, and now reverse the digits.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know what? Just write the digits down in any order you like. I don't care. And now subtract the smaller from the larger, and here I brought a calculator. And now, okay, now I'm going to turn away. You add up all those digits.
Mm-hmm.
And add them up again.
Mm-hmm.
And now I will now you concentrate, and I'll tell you what number you have.
Okay, I've done. I'm thinking of the number.
You have 9.
Yes, I do. So that's always going to happen?
It's always going to happen. And we actually talked about last year why it's always going to happen. So that's this week's puzzle.
Why do we always get down to 9? So the idea is you take any size number,
mm-hmm.
then rearrange it in any way you like,
right.
subtract the smaller from the larger, then keep adding those digits mm-hmm. up until you're left with one number, and it's always going to be 9.
Right. I'm psychically controlling all of you out in the radio audience. You think you have free will. You think you're choosing any old number, but in fact, you're always going to come back to 9.
Okay. You'll tell us how this, why this, and this flash mind reader.
And it's related to the way the flash mind reader
And again,
works.
That website is flashpsychic.com.
You bet.
And if people want to talk to us,
they can write us at mathfactor@uark.edu. We'd be happy to hear from you, and we'll send you some great math fun.
All right. Talk to you next week. I'm Goodman Strauss, as a math professor at the University of Arkansas, regular visitor to Sunday Ozarks at Large.